the things that he did at that time mm-hmm. for this revolution, if right. today we can say, like, if Iran has the constitution today, it's because of the hard working of Shahid Beheshti, the dedication that he had on this work.
This is a natural principle, that people are affected by their rulers.
One thing very obvious about his character that made him more influential was his management skills. Not only management skills, but in the more modern sense of it, leadership qualities. He was truly a leader. And when it came to him actually leading the whole group of scholars who were working on the Iranian constitution, you can see the high capability of this person.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. And I'm Atta, the host of this program. We are mainly concerned with the thoughts and works of the most prominent Muslim thinkers, jurists, and philosophers all across the nation of Islam, with the presence of two experts over here in the studio, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Dr. Reza Zadeh. Dr. Reza Zadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting
You're
me.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, the main person with whom we are mainly concerned in this new series is Sayyid Muhammad Husseini Beheshti, may known as Ayatollah Beheshti. We try to give a summary of the most important events of his life in our previous discussion, but from this episode onward, inshallah, we want to get to some of his main thoughts. And we know that Shahid Beheshti was famous for his speeches and lectures here and there, most of them in Farsi language, some of them in English. But the case is variety of the topics that he had mastership over and tried to have this positive interaction with the young generation, with both the Hausa and the university. And this made him very much famous among the young generation on that time, especially speaking fluently in Farsi language and eloquently on different topics with knowledge. For today's discussion, let's listen to one short part of one of his audio files regarding God, and then we'll continue our discussion.
خیلی ها هستن میگن خدا ولی وقتی خوب حرفشون رو میشکافی میبینی به مجموعه این طبیعت.
There are many people who claim to believe in God. However, when analyzing their words, we realize what they believe in as God is this unified and harmonized nature. When you ask them who God is, they say, look at this unified, orderly, and organized nature. This is what has always been in universe, still is, and will remain, of course. Their God is this nature, bound with time and place, as unified and organized. They believe in divine unity as the unity of nature. There are people who do not believe in nature as God, but rather in the stabilized order of nature. They say, yes, this nature is not God in itself, but look at the stabilized, immortal, and unified order of nature. This is God. However, to our perspective, this very unified and organized universe and that unified order of nature are not God. The universe and nature are both creatures and manifestations of God. The order of nature is the manifestation of divine will. God, that very first and eternal existence, is the origin of this universe from which nature, human, and the laws are emerged.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This was the voice of Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti in Farsi language, along with the English translation regarding the concept of divinity and God. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, let's start with you, brother. I think Shahid Beheshti in this speech is criticizing two main approaches. One of them, who do not believe at all in God and believe in the nature as the God. And the second groups are those scientists who have a very objective look at the scientific laws, and they believe that these laws are the God we can say, which are ruling our lives. Shahid Beheshti is criticizing both of them with giving another picture of God.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we cannot say like he's criticizing the first part where you mentioned like those who do not believe in God. They believe in God, but they say this nature is the God. The unity of existence is God. For example, in the Hindu religion, we see, they say like when a person is in different phases of his life, and even he gets the moksha, for example, after that, there is a level where he does not come back to this circle of the life, but he becomes the part of that unity of existence, and he becomes the part of God. Or, for example, in Sufism, also we have this concept of Wahdat al-Wujud, for example, like the way they explain this. So he's basically criticizing that. And also on top of that, the scientists, who, some of the scientists who said like these formulas that we have, these rules that we have in the universe, that always the water boils at 100 degree, and at the 0 degree it always becomes
frozen.
It frozens at 0 degree. So some of them, they say like this, these rules, the universal rules, these are the God. So basically, it's because of their limitation of the knowledges and the limitations that the human being have. And generally, a human being tries to, a man tries to look at the God from his own eyes. The way he is, he assumes that the God is the same. For example, if we know that we have two hands or legs and eyes, when we talk about the God humanly with this mortal, we can say like the sense that we have, we think that God has this, the hands like us, or the feet like us. For example, if we look at the idols that are made by, for example, the Hindus, they say this is the picture of God. It's not the actual God. So in the inter-religion discussions, we have all these things, the way Shahid Beheshti is coming and criticizing that. But he says that the main point, the difference between the Islam and the other people who are thinking that these are the God, is that these are the manifestation of the God. These are not actual God. God has created. These are the manifestations. And all of us are the creations of God.
That's right. We'll get into more details about what you said. Okay, let's get to Dr. Rezazadeh now. I think that Shahid Beheshti, at the very beginning of Islamic Revolution of Iran, was also very much concerned with the main intellectual thoughts that were, we can say, existence among the people, okay? Yes. We know that on that time the communists were over there, and this natural look that the communists had at the world around, and with criticizing them according to the rulings of Islam. How beautiful it is that such philosopher was active regarding the main concerns of the society, brother, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's exactly right. Actually, a common problem at the time that Shahid Beheshti is giving this talk, and still in place in our society at our time, I mean in the world, was a materialistic approach to everything, including religious and spiritual concepts. And that materialistic, worldly approach to everything, and that way of interpretation of all the religious and spiritual concepts, I think itself is a result, is one of the results of being in love with this material world, or being excessively attached to this world. So we want to downgrade all the religious and spiritual concepts and limit them only to this world. And that was a common problem at that time, and still in place, maybe in some other forms. But at that time, one example was, as you said, it was manifested in the works and thoughts of the communists and Marxists people and thinkers, and actually their followers. But today, the same thing, the same problem exists in some other forms.
Even the main questions nowadays are forgotten. There's no question asking about this God and the nature even thing, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody's attached to this materialistic modern life, okay?
And one example of that is what Shahid Beheshti is talking about in this lecture, and that is God. God is a concept that has always existed in all the different religions in different forms, but when it comes to some people who wanted to actually interpret that concept in a worldly life, they came to say that, okay, this concept of God that people have always been talking about is just what we see, the amazing system that we see in this world. Something that amazes them. They put that system or amazing thing in the place of God.
Sorry, isn't the main reason, Dr. Rezazo, that because the people inside religion define God in a very abstract way? I mean, they define God according to Islamic laws and according to some fixed presuppositions for the Muslims around, because the Muslims believe in Allah as the only God, and this is accepted by all?
It has many different reasons or causes and roots. One main reason is what I said. Most people are somehow inclined to simplify the complex concepts, and some people want to simplify the concepts to the level that is pleasant for themselves. When we have a concept of God that is presented in the religions, and that God has actually sometimes rewards people and sometimes punishes people, and want people to have a certain type of discipline and want people to obey him and do a lot of things, that concept, acceptance of that concept, may become very difficult for some people who want to be lazy or who want to be actually so this is one reason for some people. The other reason that may have some impacts on it is really misunderstanding. And there are many other reasons that I want to
We'll get, inshallah, to the main reasons, because there are so many questions regarding God. And this is a good topic to be continued, inshallah. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, this is really a big question, the big question of God and the definition that the people all around the world and different religions are giving. And Shahid Beheshti is really tackling a very beautiful point, because believing in God. And nowadays, especially in the 21st century, I think if Shahid Beheshti was alive, he would tackle many more challenges regarding the life of today's people in comparison with 50 years ago, 40, 50 years ago. This lack of God in the lives of the people. What's your point on that? What's your take on that?
Obviously, being a human being, we are made of material.
That's right.
Because we are living in a material life, material place, and we have this limitation of being material, we cannot have the imagination of God. But on the other hand, we have this limitation that most of the people, because they're in this material world, they try to assume things through material. They cannot imagine of anything which is non-material. For example, if you haven't seen anything, you haven't heard about anything.
That's right.
You cannot imagine that such thing. Mm-hmm. Even our imaginations are based on what we have heard, what we have seen.
That's right.
Or what we obviously we say. So it's all based on our senses, basically. In regards to the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is said we cannot talk about his essence. Why? Because he is unlimited and we are limited. When we come to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are limited, we talk about him within our limitations. And we cannot go beyond that. And because we cannot go beyond that, that's why if anyone comes and tries to define what is the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there he made a mistake. Mm-hmm. And that's what Shahid Beheshti is also referring in here. That whatever you define about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being a rule or being the nature or whatever you refer to be the God, or if your monotheism is within this, this is all wrong.
This is limiting the concept.
This is limiting the concept.
Okay.
You're making it tangible. You're making it material.
That's right.
Whereas he is beyond the material. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have also two parts. One is the ruh, spirit, and obviously the soul and the body have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond all these things. Even the time comes within this material aspect of the life. So also, I just remembered of, the hadith. There's a story about Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, that one person came and asked him, like, do you worship someone who have you seen or not? He said, I do not worship anyone who I haven't seen. And he said, did you saw him with these eyes? Then Imam said, woe on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be seen with these mortal eyes.
That's right.
It can be seen from the inspiration, or you can say like insight.
That's right.
The eyes that
the
you
eye
have.
The eye inside, that's right.
The eye inside. The eye inside is intellect. Mm-hmm. The eye inside is aql, basically.
That's right.
That when it sees the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it accepts a power or a supreme, you can say, entity. Mm-hmm. That is Allah who is basically running all this universe.
Okay, that's right. Thank you, my Sayyid Musa. Okay, Dr. Azizadeh, you missed some of the other factors regarding mm-hmm. the definition of God.
Yes, I was saying that one reason for that misunderstanding is that when we see something that amazes us, we might think that that thing is really great per se, independently, mm-hmm. without reflecting on the source of that greatness. So we put things in the place of each other in a mistaken way.
Right.
We look at things as independent things, not as things that are all creatures. Creatures that are always in need of sustenance and support from their Lord. So this is one thing that actually is one of the roots.
That's right.
When we see something very amazing, we forget the source of that, or, let's say, the creator of that thing. So the problem here is that we define a God that is a product of ourselves and not the Lord who created us.
That's right.
These are two completely different things.
Yes.
A product of ourselves,
yes.
and the producer.
Okay, very good.
We need to keep in mind that every actually great thing that we observe in this world, including the fine-tuned universe that, you know, some people say
yes.
in these words today, and all the mind-blowing systems and orders that we see in this universe are the results of the will of God. And this is what Shahid Beheshti is emphasizing.
That's
you know,
right.
These are the manifestation of the will of God, mm-hmm. not the God himself.
Yes.
So it depends on our approach.
Okay.
Some people get so much amazed by seeing these products that they forget the producer.
The producer, that's
yeah.
right. Thank you very much, Dr. Azizadeh, for
my
a
pleasure.
Nice suggestion, and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi for your explanation. It was very kind of you. And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher, on the thoughts and works of Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti. Visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page, also a YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Ooh.